This morning, March for Men set off from Harrogate on its way to Ripon and then further on to Beedale. But this is not just one walk. This is not just 26 miles once. This is day 13 of 15 back-to-back walking marathons that our very own from Soccer Saturday and Sky Sports football legend Mr. Jeff Stelling is leading this march. He's also been joined by Leeds Danny Mills along the way and about 30-40 people who have at some point been affected by prostate cancer or their families, or they're just very, very keen on raising awareness of this. Now, I went along to the CNG Stadium on Wetherby Road in Harrogate where the march launched this morning to talk to a variety of people, and here is what they had to say.
Hi, my name's Lloyd Pinder, father of two from South Milford, 46-year-old, and diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer. Well, I got diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer just over a year ago, and with basically little or no symptoms. So I think I'm sort of like dutiful bound to sort of, you know, spread the awareness for people of, certainly of my age, and for people to basically not go through what I am going through, and to identify potential, you know, symptoms that could be, I'll say could be, because, you know, you might have, you know, certain symptoms that are not prostate related.
Tell us what your symptoms were.
I had blood in my semen, which at the time wasn't a trigger point. The trigger points are aching bones, you know, going to the toilet frequently, maybe hereditary, your parents, and there's some links. Norman's team over at York told me that there may be some links to breast cancer on your mother's side of the family. So I had none of those symptoms, so I just went to the doctors and got a checkup. Everything came back clear, and it was my boss, a guy called Justin Romero, Romero Insurance, who said, listen, you need to go and get your bloods done, you need to go and get your PSA. So off I went, and a couple of weeks later got the pretty devastating news, and it's been a journey from there on in.
Danny Mills, hello Danny.
Good morning. Well, obviously it's day 13 of Jeff Stelling's March for Men, raise awareness and money for prostate cancer. Incredible charity, you know, affects 1 in 8 men around the country. 1 in 4 black men are affected by this. It's a massive problem, and it affects men of a certain age, sort of which I'm approaching now, 40 plus into 45, 50, and it's one of those diseases where we don't want to talk about it. You know, it's a little bit embarrassing. We get a little bit proud at this age. We ignore the symptoms until sometimes it can be too late. So this is about raising awareness, making sure anybody with any symptoms whatsoever, go and get checked out. Just go to your GP, get tested, you know, and hopefully, fingers crossed, there'll be absolutely nothing wrong with you. But of course, occasionally someone does get picked up, and if you get it picked up early, this is something that can be beaten.
I have found somebody who has been joining in with a huge majority of March for Men this year. I found Kevin Webber. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. So I was diagnosed with effectively terminal prostate cancer 2.5 years ago and given as little as 2 years to live. And it kind of made me want to do as much as I can to stay fit and healthy, and also to raise money and awareness of prostate cancer, because I've got sons who are now 17 and 12, and a daughter is 19, and hopefully one day she'll get married and have a husband and maybe kids, and I want to make sure that when they're older that there's a cure for prostate cancer and there's better tests and screening.
Tell me a little bit about how you discovered that you had prostate cancer in the first place.
So I was on holiday and I just started getting up in the night for a wee, which is what a lot of men do, but it's a bit of a different wee, should we say. It's kind of a bit very, very short and you're desperate, so I did what most men don't do, and I pretty soon went to the doctors. Unfortunately for me, it was too late, but for most men, if they go to the doctor straight away, then the disease is already curable.
I am walking and talking with none other than the fantastic Jeff Stelling. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. The sun is always like this in Harrogate, I promise.
Yeah.
And why Prostate Cancer UK? Why is that the cause that you've thought, let's do it for this?
Just because, you know, on Saturday, on Soccer Saturday, you know, I like the statistic or two. But when I learned the prostate cancer statistics, you know, I didn't like them at all. 1 man in 8 in the UK will suffer from prostate cancer. One in four if you're black, which is scary. It'll take us 11 hours today. And from the time we set off to the time we finish, 11 men in the UK will have died from prostate cancer. I mean, they are frightening statistics. So I just thought I could use my involvement in football, albeit on the fringes of football, to raise awareness of an illness which is a silent killer, but one which, if you catch it early enough, you know, can be treated successfully and fairly straightforwardly.
Thank you so much for doing this. As a lot of people would say, it's pretty unbelievable, Jeff. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your walk.
Thanks very much. Thanks.